Current State live from the Common Ground Festival in downtown Lansing. I'm Mark Bayshore. Good evening. More than just the music, Common Ground is about the memories and the people who flock here from all over each summer. To cap off our week-long broadcast from the festival here at Addato Riverfront Park, this week Current State production producer Andy Curtis spoke with concertgoers about their most memorable experiences at past Common Ground festivals. Here's what a few of them had to share.
Several years ago when Tesla was here, they were over at the second stage when it was across the river, and it started downpouring rain. It was a hot night, but it was a warm rain, and nobody in the audience cared. Tesla didn't care. They were like, hey, if you guys are going to stand out there and get wet, we're going to jam on and get wet. But there was a couple next to me with a child that was maybe about a year and a half old. And he was just digging it, getting into the rain, and he's like headbanging and bebopping, getting along with it. And that was also when people in the crowd started getting naked. So it was just kind of like, okay, we're turning into Woodstock here. So
one time, I don't know if it's good to say or not, but when Adam Lambert played out here, it was a pretty interesting crowd that time too. We were working here at the reserve seating, and we had guys in mini skirts, high heels. That's all I can say about that.
Got to play the golf championship thing when they were giving $1,000 gift cards away, and I got me my 52-inch flat screen TV for free, basically at Sam's Club with the money I won. That was kind of nice. And I had drank probably about 8 beers before I took that shot, and my buddy yelled just as I hit the ball, and the wind just happened to blow it back onto the
Caddyshack
miracle. Yeah, exactly.
There's been lots of tattoos, but this guy had the best tattoo. He had a tattoo on this forearm, and it looked like a picture of himself when he was like a toddler. And then on the back of his arm, he had a picture of him in his football uniform, like high school football uniform,
with
his number 55. The whole picture. I mean, it was a great tattoo. It looked gorgeous, but it was like a self-portrait on the back in front of his arm. It was a little bizarre.